get back, just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, June 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got somewhat of a breaking story. I knew this was going to be coming. The tactics that these scumbag politicians and their consultants use against good people that are threatening their power always try to dig up dirt on their opponent. What am I talking about? Congressman Jack Bergman and his political machine, which is made up of John Yab of Strategic National, Tony Liss, his chief of staff, James Hogue, his communications director, Amelia Burns, one of his staffers. This entire network that Bergman has put together to control politics in northern Michigan has reared its ugly head right before the absentee ballots start going out 2 weeks from tomorrow. One of their scumbag employees, Brandon Hall, works for John Yab at Strategic National in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's a paid employee. He poses as a blogger, another one of these bloggers, probably sitting in his underwear at his mother's basement, blogging away with dirt on their political opponents. This time, one of Bergman's puppets, State Representative Cam Cavett for the 106th House District, they've chosen to go after his opponent, Todd Smallenberg. It's despicable. I knew this was coming. Todd and I talked about this months ago. He fully explained it to me. I understand it better than anybody. But I find it ironic that the thing that they're trying to attack Todd Smallenberg over is exactly what Jack Bergman's doing. Have anybody in the first congressional district, have you ever seen Congressman Jack Bergman's home in Watersmeet, Michigan, up in the UP? In full public disclosure, you understand or should know that Congressman Jack Bergman has a beautiful home down in Louisiana. Jack Bergman does not live in Watersmeet, Michigan. He lives in Louisiana. He travels between Washington, D.C. and Louisiana and was named the number one congressman in Washington, D.C. to receive the most reimbursements for lodging and meals. Jack Bergman's number one. I've got the MERS news story to back it up. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment. But the exact thing that Bergman's been doing since 2016, while he's been elected a congressman, they're trying to accuse Todd Smallenberg of. And they're using scumbag Brandon Hall to do it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. What the heck is Trucker Randy talking about? Brandon Hall, who works for John Yab of Strategic National, Strategic National is Jack Bergman's political consultant. John Yab went to kindergarten with Tony Liss. Tony Liss is Jack Bergman's chief of staff. In 2016, when Bergman defeated Jason Allen and State Senator Tom Casperson won the Republican nomination to be the congressman for the 1st District, they had to find a location for Bergman to live in. Residency. Even though you're not required to live in your district as a U.S. congressman, you don't have to live in the 1st District to represent the 1st District. But you have to live in the state of Michigan. Jack Bergman lives in Louisiana and Washington, D.C. He does not live in Watersmeet, Michigan. He's been doing it since day one when he decided to run for Congress. That's how it is for a U.S. congressman, but that's not how it is for state reps and state senators. State reps and state senators must live in the district they want to represent. Todd Smallenberg's coming on the show in the next segment to explain all this. But basically, the bottom line for this situation is the fact that he is trapped in a very expensive home where bureaucracy is kicking in, threatening his lifestyle. Todd Smallenberg has been a wounded Marine. He lost below his left knee, is gone, uses a prosthetic leg to walk. Well, Todd's home of record is Hillman, Michigan. His driver's license, utility bills, and his voting registration is in Hillman. Todd has had addresses in North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Arizona, and California throughout his military career. However, he kept his home of record in Oscoda, Michigan, throughout his distinguished Marine Corps career. The Smallenbergs' initial plans upon moving back home to Michigan have changed drastically due to the economy and the threat of environmentalists. For their plans involving dams. He lives on, I believe, the Asabo River there in Oscoda. The Smallenbergs have been in the process over the last couple of years of making changes due to the threat of their investment in their home. They're selling it. Why? Because Michigan, Eagle, this governor, and others are talking about changing his waterfront property. He lives on a river. For his mental relaxation, escape from all of the PTSDs that he suffered through being injured, shot, all the things he saw and did as a Marine, water gives him calmness, relaxation. Well, that lifestyle is being threatened because of what could happen to the river in front of his home. They've been talking about this for years. So as a result, they went out and found property in Hillman to put their fifth wheel. Their travel trailer, very expensive, beautiful home. He's registered to vote there. His plans is to buy property on more waterfront somewhere in the 106 House District. He's going to come on and tell us all of this. They will buy that property and they will build their home because They're going to sell the house they're living in right now on the river. Property's worth about $700,000 per his financial disclosure statement. Todd cashed in all of his savings from his military career over the years and dumped $450,000 cash into that home. He has a mortgage for $250,000. He owes the bank $250,000. They're going to sell it because God only knows what's going to happen to the river that's currently in front of his house. When they sell it, they will take all that $700,000, pay off the mortgage of $250,000, get their $450,000 cash back, and build their dream home on another waterfront piece of property in the 106. It's that simple. Technically, he's registered to vote in Hillman. End of story. That's his residency according to Michigan state election laws. Where you're registered to vote, what's on your driver's license, is where your residency is. Just like Jack Bergman, his residency is Watersmeet, Michigan, which is a load of crap, a bald-faced lie. But I find it interesting that they're going to use this scumbag blogger, Brandon Hall, who, by the way, has been convicted of election tampering, actually convicted. Works for John Yab, the political consulting firm owner of Strategic National, who is the one who generated this story. I got 17 screenshots this morning. Randy, what's up with this? It's a nothing burger. And Todd Smallenberg can explain all of it and will do so in the next segment on this show. But I find it ironic that they're going to allege that he's acting like a carpetbagger to run for the 106 when Jack Bergman is a carpetbagger and doesn't even live in the state of Michigan, but claims to be living in Watersmeet, Michigan, when in fact he lives in Washington, D.C. and Louisiana. MERS news story ironically comes out this morning from yesterday. U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman was the top spender in a reimbursement program for D.C. lawmakers that began last year and is paid for by taxpayer dollars. A Washington Post, the Washington Compost, liberal newspaper, did an analysis of this spending reimbursement program. Bergman was reimbursed $32,000 for lodging and nearly $12,000 for meals in 2023 alone. In total, for the year of 2023, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. were reimbursed $5.8 million. Bergman's opponent, Callie Barr, said in a press release that Bergman has been a strong critic of how taxpayer dollars are being spent. But apparently, it's do what I say, not what I do. He talks a big game about being fiscally responsible. Removing him from office then is obviously a step in the right direction, end quote, Barr said. She's the Democrat running against Bergman. To be clear, members can expend $79 in meals and incidentals per day while in Washington, D.C. And the limit is lower for a travel day that includes some work in D.C. To be clear, principal or interest on a mortgage cannot be expensed, but rental costs can be, as well as utilities and insurance on rented or owned properties. Did you hear that? Rented? Jack Bergman can be reimbursed for insurance on rental properties. Depending on the month, the daily rate is capped between $172 per day to $258. Politico reported that expenses that are eligible to be reimbursed would initially be taken out of office accounts that fund their official travel and staff salaries, meaning they have to balance the payments that can be reimbursed with their everyday expenses. Now, part of his political machine, communications director James Hogue, who lives in Gaylord, by the way, said this: nearly every member of Congress has used this new reimbursement process, and combined over the two-year Congress, the general will likely be somewhere about the middle of the road in total when you average it out over the 2 years. Unless the general and Cindy are supposed to sleep on a cot in his office, having a place to stay in D.C. is important and very costly. The general has likely spent hundreds of thousands of dollars out of his own pocket in costs to rent a house there, to have a car there, etc. There's a reason why members from both sides of the political aisle, from Republican Matt Gaetz of Florida to Eric Swalwell, Democrat, utilizes this program, said Bergman's communications director, James Hogue. Jack Bergman has been doing this, folks, since 2016. I don't believe that Jack Bergman is even a resident of the state of Michigan, but his driver's license is in Watersmeet, Michigan. His voter registration is in Watersmeet, Michigan. He rents a house there, or maybe perhaps with all his millions of dollars of net worth from being a congressman, maybe he finally bought a house in Watersmeet, but he doesn't live there. We have a military veteran, a Marine, that uses a prosthetic leg every morning, has to strap on his left leg to walk. And they're going to attack him because he's in the process of moving because of bureaucratic agencies, state agencies, environmentalists attacking his home. He's known about this problem for years. He went out and rented a piece of property that he is, while he is looking to buy land and build his dream home on waterfront property in the 106. And they're going to use this 2 weeks before the absentee ballots go out. Well, we're going to have Todd Smallenberg on in the next half hour. We're going to talk about this. We're going to get it right from him so you can hear it for yourself. But this is despicable. And notice they waited until 2 weeks before the absentee ballots to break this story by the scumbag blogger Brandon Hall. Not only should you guys vote for Todd Smallenberg if you live in the 106, but do not vote for Jack Bergman in the August primary in the 1st Congressional District. He has a challenger. His name is Josh Saul, and that's who I'm voting for. Again, Todd Smallenberg in the next half hour. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number one on this Friday. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.